Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
From Adam in the garden to all the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, it all pointed to the death of Christ and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. His death changed the relationship between God and man. His death atoned for the sin of all mankind. 1 John 2:2, we see that. Because of the death of Christ, it atoned for all of our sins, if we just simply believe. Christ's death wrought reconciliation with God toward man and made reconciliation possible with man toward God. We see that in Romans 5:10. Christ's death opened a new and living way unto God through Christ. Let me read these. Hebrews 10:19-20. Talking about the death of Christ. Hebrews 10:19-20. Wherefore, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Remember, we talked about this a week or two ago. Jesus entered into heavens with his own blood. Ernie, I shared that with them at South Sudan also about this. And by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He made a new and a living way for us because of his death and through his blood. Interesting. His death satisfied the Father in heaven. Isaiah 53:11. I have that marked. Well, what an amazing passage of scripture this one is. Yet, speaking of Christ, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The word Lord here is in capitals. It speaks of the Father. It pleased God to bruise him. Who is him? Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He, God, hath put him, Jesus, to grief. When thou shalt make his soul, Christ, an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. God shall see Christ's seed, prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He, speaking of God, shall see the travail of his soul, speaking of Christ, and shall be satisfied. The Father was satisfied with the sacrifice of his son Jesus on the cross of Calvary. His death brought forgiveness of sin. In Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. His death involved and required the shedding of blood for the sins of the whole world. Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of this innocent blood, the Lamb of God, salvation could not be possible. I mentioned this before when we were studying in the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ is God, very God. And that when Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, that was divine blood. Let that sink in. It was not human blood. He was not of seed of a man. He was seed of a woman. So the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary was God's blood, his own blood. Why is that so important? A great man passed away a couple weeks ago. Pastor out in California, I ain't going to mention his name because he forgot, knew more Bible than he ever knew. Great teachers on the radio, wrote many, many books. Y'all knew who I'm talking about. But he said something in 1980. This is what was emailed to me about. Watch this. He said something in 1988 or 87 or 88 that caused a lot of controversy in Christianity. He had some debates about it. And he said that the death of Christ, it was not the blood, it was the death of Christ that were saved. And he sent me what he said. Even though he's dead, and I believe he's in heaven today, he was so wrong about that. Without the shedding of blood, it was not just his death. It was also the shedding blood. Remember when Jesus was there at the cliff and they were going to throw him off the cliff? That death would not, if they would throw him off, that death would not have atoned for our sin. It had to be his blood. And I actually wrote some things down. See, how do you like my little neat? About the blood. Because when that person sent me that thing, but that great preacher said that, I wrote some things down about the blood. And if he was alive today, not that he would ever listen to me, because I'm just a peon, But here's what I would tell him. First of all, Jesus' blood was divine. How do you know that? Because in Acts chapter 20, verse number 28, it says that he purchased the church with his own blood. Acts 20:28. You write this down, you check it out. That he purchased the church with his blood. God purchased the church with his blood. So it was divine blood. He was bought and paid for by the blood of God. Divine blood. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 20. I wish I could mark all these things. But we find that we have peace with God through his blood. Romans chapter 5, verse number 9. Let me read this one. I might have marked this. I didn't. But let me read it. Much more than now being now justified by his blood. His blood justified us. Ephesians 1, 7. We have redemption through his blood. Ephesians 2, 13. We are made nigh by his blood. Again, in Colossians 1, 14. We have redemption by his blood. Hebrews 13, 12 tells us we are sanctified with his own blood. Hebrews 9, 22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. 1 John 1, 7. That his blood cleanses us from all sin. Revelation 1, 5. His blood washed us from our sin. Revelation 5, 9. His blood redeemed us to God. That's why we can say in our hymn book, 300 and something, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, fountain is a flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was not his death, just his death. His death was necessary, but his blood was essential. Without the shedding of blood, there was no salvation. Remember Adam? Adam covered himself with fig leaves, whatever it was. No, blood had to be shed to cover their sins. So when we talk about how Christ died for our sins, it includes the shedding of his blood. Now quickly, in verse number 4. Go back to 1 Corinthians. And that he was buried. Again, I mentioned this last week. Why is that such an important part of the gospel? Well, it's proof positive that he died, because you don't bury someone unless they're really dead. Jesus' death was confirmed at the cross before he was taken down to be buried. I do want to read this. I had marked this. In John chapter number 19, we see the account of Jesus upon the cross of Calvary. Beginning in verse number 31. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." In other words, I said this last week, he said, "It is finished." He did not say, "I'm finished." The work was finished. He shed his blood. It's finished. Because he wasn't done. He was still busy. Okay. It's finished. And he bowed his head. He gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. And in parentheses, for that Sabbath day was a high day. This was not the ordinary weekly Sabbath, but the yearly Sabbath. That's a whole other lesson. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away, because a high Sabbath had come. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first, the criminal, and on the other that were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, the man in the middle, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. Jesus Christ was dead, very dead, on the cross of Calvary. By the way, they did not kill him. He freely laid his life down for us. He was not a martyr. He freely gave his life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.